Listening Library presents Past Perfect, Present Tense, New and Collected Stories by Richard Peck. Read for you by Laura Schwartzberg, Paul Bamer, and Richard Peck.
Introduction. A short story, like fiction of any length, is always about change. Even in a handful of pages, the characters can't be the same people in the last paragraph whom we met in the first. If there's no change, there's no story. Unless you write fiction for the New Yorker magazine. A word writers use is epiphany. In ancient Greece, the word described the miraculous appearance of a god or goddess. The Christian church uses the word with a capital E to define Twelfth Night, the moment when the Magi, the three kings, made the long-heralded discovery of the Christ child. In fiction writing, the epiphany is a sudden breakthrough of understanding, of self-awareness. It's that moment of change that changes every moment after. It's the light bulb switched suddenly on over somebody's head. Novels tell of epiphanies acted upon. A short story tends to turn upon a single epiphany. Sometimes in the last line, the change to come is to play out in the reader's mind. In real life, we have epiphanies all the time, but we wait for them to go away. Change is too hard and threatening. That's why we have fiction. Stories are better than real life, or we wouldn't have them. Stories for the young present the metaphor of change upon the page, to prepare the readers for the changes coming in their lives. Non-readers will never be ready. Again, like all fiction, a short story...